You see, greed does not have an amount. Did you hear me? Greed does not have an amount. Uh-uh. You cannot just look at the wealthy, and some of you have judged the wealthy, and we're going to go to business on that tonight. Some of you have judged the wealthy. You said, well, they're pigheaded. I don't ever want to be like that. All those wealthy people are power-hungry idiots. They're greedy. If you have ever thought those thoughts or spoke those words, be honest, look at me. Look around the room. Don't feel guilty. Come on, this is not a place for guilt. This is a gate. This is a place for truth. You want me to tell you why? Because the devil has lost again. Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to cancel the curses that you spoke over your life. You will not get rich if you've spoken a curse over the rich. Did you hear me? Hello, did you hear me? You will not get wealthy. You will not accumulate wealth if you have cursed the wealthy. If you have judged them, if you have somehow looked at, you know, oh, they have lost it. Really? You'll never accumulate it. Why? Because you don't want to be judged in the same way you have judged. That's why. That's a root that we're going to take care of tonight, and it has to come out. You will not prosper if you judge those that are prosperous. How many of you that makes sense to you? How many of you can go home right now? I got it. Ooh, forgive me, God, forgive me. Cut that out of my tongue. No, we need to cut it out of your heart. Did you hear me? It has to be cut out of your heart. Okay. There's two extremes in the financial kingdom. What are they? Poverty and wealth. And in the book of Proverbs, it says, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is maker of them all. Did you hear me? Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is above, is ahead. The Lord has made them all. So how many of you want to get in the rich line? How many of you have figured out you've been in the poor line? I grew up in the poor line. I did. My mom was on welfare. I was on welfare when I was 18. I understand that. Now check this out. This is very powerful. The Bible says clearly that he is a respecter of no person, that he shows favoritism to no one. How many of you are a little confused? How many of you think that someone that is wealthy must have some kind of favor? That God has shown favoritism to the wealthy? Because if they're blessed like that, they must be God's little favorite one. How many of you hate it when you come across people that are somebody's favorite one? Oh, don't you want to hurt them? We'll help you with that too tonight. Okay, so if he's not a respecter of anybody, he doesn't show favoritism to anyone, it's equal opportunity for all. It's equal opportunity for all. It's an equal playing field. So what does this mean? Wait a minute. Then what is that? What does everything boil down to then? Boils down to you and choices you make. Choices you make. The fruit of our choices show up in our finances. Did you hear me? The fruit of our choices show up in our finances. And so today we're going to look at both sides of the financial kingdom, and you'll be able to see clearly, and I mean ever so crystal clearly, which side you're on and how you need to get to the other side. So Proverbs 28:22 says, a stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. Now here's the deal. Sometimes we can be doing things that we don't know that we're doing. So how do you know what you're doing is you look at the fruit. How do you know what kind of seed was planted? You check out the fruit. So what causes poverty? Stinginess, hoarding. That's a poverty mentality. Stinginess. A stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. Proverbs 21:17 says, he who loves pleasure becomes poor. Why? Think about that. One that loves pleasure will spend everything they have to get instant pleasure. Proverbs 17:2 says, a man of perverse thought will not prosper. Perversion, what does that mean? Perversion is this, perversion of truth. You see, the truth is that it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. The perversion of the truth is money is evil. So the Bible talks about meekness, that the meek will inherit the earth, okay? And man has perverted that scripture to read that to be meek, you must be po. That is perversion. Are you with me? The I can't do is a perverted thought. Okay, Proverbs 28:19 says, he who works, oh my gosh, that's a four-letter word. He who works, oh, it's five, will have abundant food. But the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. He who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. 25% of this great nation's plan for financial independence is lotteries. Can you believe that? They polled our country and asked, what is your plan for financial independence? What is your retirement plan? And 25% of the people responded, winning the lottery. Proverbs 6, 9 through 10 says, oh, I love this scripture. Proverbs 6, 9 and 10. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit.